Hello, everybody. I'm back again, and I'm here to encourage you to stay strong and study in God's Word. I'd like to encourage you to get into the Word of God for yourself. Build up your relationship with God and His Son, that you may know them and have eternal life. Now, let me explain to you what I just said by quoting what Jesus prayed from John 17 chapter, verses 1 through 3. Jesus prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so he can give glory back to you. For you have given him authority over everyone. He gives eternal life to each one you have given him. And this is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth." My brothers and sisters, the only way to get to know someone is by spending time with them. Jesus prayed that we would genuinely get to know our Heavenly Father and Himself through the Word of God and by spending time fellowshipping in His presence through the Holy Spirit. Now, you can also get to know God better through everyday experiences when you invite Him in to lead and guide you throughout your day. So why am I saying this? I'm saying this because, yes, it's true. We all need to develop in our relationship with God and His Son for our own personal growth. And another reason why I'm saying this is because there are many false prophets and teachers amongst us that are trying to deceive God's people. Here is something else Jesus said from Matthew 24, verses 4 and 5. He said, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many." I'm also being reminded of when God spoke to Jeremiah. He said, "Do not listen to these prophets when they prophesy to you, filling you with futile hopes. They're making up everything they say. They do not speak for the Lord. They keep saying to those who despise my word, 'Don't worry, the Lord says you will have peace.' And to those who stubbornly follow their own desires, they say, 'No harm will come your way.' Have any of these prophets been in the Lord's presence to hear what he is really saying? Has even one of them cared enough to listen?" That's Jeremiah 23, verses 16 and 18. Now, let me briefly share something with you I experienced this morning. Someone who I do not know messaged me this morning saying to me, "God told me to tell you this." They went on to say that God said to go back into your past and to visit the last place of failure. I'm going to stop right here and I'm going to say this. On yesterday, God prepared me for what I encountered this morning with this individual. God already knew that this person would be contacting me on this morning. So, on yesterday, I didn't fully understand why God spoke to me the words he said. I understood what he said, but I didn't understand why he gave it to me. He told me on yesterday, he said, "Don't go back to revisit my past. What happened in the past is obsolete, over with, forgiven, and behind me. Those situations and doors are forever closed and will never be opened again." And then God went on to say to me, "We, his children, are new creations in Christ Jesus." God doesn't look at us the way we see ourselves. If anything, God is trying to get us to see ourselves the way he sees us. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition, have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And the other scripture God gave me is in Philippians, the 3rd chapter, verses 13 and 14. It says, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." So, God was saying, do not drag your past into your today. I'll repeat that. Do not drag your past into your today. So I understood what God said on yesterday, but I didn't know at that time why he was saying that to me. And lo and behold, this morning, this person who I do not know sent me this message telling me that God said to go back into my past, to visit the last place of failure. And God had just given me a message that was totally opposite of what this person was saying. I hope you guys are hearing what I'm trying to say on today. All I'm saying is that if I hadn't spent time in God's presence, feeding on his word, praying, and building myself up in him, I wouldn't have been open to the Holy Spirit to receive that word from the Lord, which prepared me to be able to recognize that what that person was saying to me was not a word from the Lord. That person was speaking opposite of what God revealed to me. Plus, it didn't line up with scriptures. So, just a word of encouragement. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Matthew 7:15 and 16 says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits." Those of you who are born again in Christ Jesus, do you know that God has equipped you with your very own teacher? John 14:26, Jesus said, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." So, if you are born again in Christ Jesus, you're filled with his Spirit. Rely and depend on him more than you do people. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. That's Psalms 118, verse 8. The Holy Spirit will not mislead or misguide you. He speaks only what God tells him to say, and then he will tell it to you. He doesn't twist God's words. He doesn't speak falsely or makes mistakes. Study your Bible so that you can know what God is saying in his word and what he is saying to you. God always speaks in alignment with what his word says. Quit relying on people to tell you what God is saying. It's time to grow up in God. Get to know him more. Get to know Jesus more. That's eternal life. If anyone is listening and you are not born again, or if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, I am praying that you will one day soon believe in Jesus and receive him as your personal Lord and Savior. Blessings to you all, and thank you for listening.